Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the JB Sism Show. This is episode number 46. Today, we're going to be talking about how to leave a lasting legacy. I'm going to give you 5 proven steps to help you stop drifting and gain control of your life.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And I am here sitting in the studio this evening at about 11 o'clock at night, and I am recording today's episode. So I'm really excited about today's show. And did you know that life is full of regrets, lost plans, and, you know, maybe you feel as if you've drifted out to sea. But what if I could tell you that that could all change? And what if there was a way that you could gain control of your life? You can, and I'm going to show you how in today's episode of the JB Sism Show. And I have some exciting news to share with you, and I am excited to share. And did you know that you can prosper as a leader? Well, you can, and I'm going to show you how. All of this and more is coming up next, right here at the JB Sism Show. Stick around, I'll be right back. My friends, well, welcome back to another episode of the JB Sism Show. So glad that you're here. And it is 11 o'clock at night here at the Sism Enterprise Studio. And I think that's the name I'm going to call this studio, the Sism Enterprise Studio. But that being said, it is good to be behind the microphone as always and have a good show for you. If this is your first time listening to this show, I want to let you know that this show is dedicated to help you find your voice, stay motivated with clarity, and succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right. It doesn't matter if you are new to creating content online. It doesn't matter if you are a pastor and you have a church that you're running, or if you're a writer and you're just needing some good writing tools and tips, or maybe you're just a leader in a business setting and you need some refreshment on how to take your business, your life to the next level. Well, you are here at the right place, and that is what I set out and aim to do each and every week here at the JB Sism Show. And if you have not subscribed to this show yet on iTunes, I encourage you to head over to iTunes and subscribe to this show. And then if you could also do me a favor while you're over there and leave a rating for the show, that way we can let more people know what is happening here. Also, this show is brought to you by my supporters over at patreon.com/JBSism. That's right, this is my virtual tip jar. You can leave a recurring tip right there, and you can let me know what you think about the show by helping me out. The show does cost a little bit to produce, and every little dollar helps with that. So if you could head over to jbsism.com/support and donate $1 an episode, that way you can help me out right there. Well, today have a great show for you. Got 2 segments. I do not have a tip of the week for you, but I do have 2 segments here for you. I'm going to dive back into John Maxwell's daily devotional book on leadership. Haven't done that in a while. It's been, probably since November since I have opened the devotional book. So I figure, well, what better way than to match up with today's topic? And it actually matches up pretty well because I'm recording this on March 1st. So I'm going to read March 1st's devotional. And I hope that you like it. So we're going to dive back into John Maxwell's daily devotional topic. Also, I have some really exciting news here for you. And I'm just going to kind of throw this out there. And if anybody has any ideas, just send me an email. Head over to jbsism.com/contact and you can send me an email right there. But one of the things that I'm thinking of doing, I do three things every week for my community. Number one is on Mondays, I create a blog post that goes live on the website every Monday. And there's no audio attached to the blog post. It is just strictly that, a blog post. Now, I've had the thought of adding an audio element to that. My question, though, is do I want to add it to the actual blog post on Mondays, or do I want to add it to another day of the week? Really not 100% sure what I want to do there. So if you have an idea, let me know. But my goal is on Mondays when I release the blog post, you will also get the audio version of the blog post right here at the JB Sism Show. And I'm not going to do any elaborating. It's going to be a short, simple, anywhere from 2 to 5 minute audio piece where I read through the blog post and then give you the option to comment in the comments section right back here at the website or on Twitter or Facebook. Give you all the tools right there. And I hope it's something that you'll like. I think it's going to be fun. I just have this idea that, you know, I wanted to take the podcast to the next level. And I think one of the ways I can do that is by giving a short 2 to 5 minute audio snippet of the weekly blog post. And then every Wednesday, of course, we'll remain the JB Sism Show as it is with full production and the music and all of that fun stuff. And so, you know, I think it's going to be fun. So stick around. I have a lot more going on. You are listening to the JB Sism Show. I'll be right back. You know, part of the show is brought to you by one of my ebooks, Start Your Engines, 3 Strategies to Running an Effective Small Group Now. And this ebook is designed to help get your small group at your church up and running and off the ground. So I encourage you to head over to jbsism.com/products and check it out right there. You can buy it for $5. Not a whole lot. Well, like I said, we're going to dive back into John Maxwell's daily devotional on leadership. And John Maxwell always starts out with a verse of the day. So Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. Here's what he says. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Here's what he writes, and then I'm going to expound on this just a little bit. He writes, to be intentional means working with purpose, making every action count. Successful leaders are intentional. They know what they're doing and why they're doing it. To become more intentional, do the following. Number one, have a purpose worth living for. Willis R. Whitney, the first director of General Electric's research laboratory, observed, some men have thousands of reasons why they cannot do what they do, when all they need is one reason why they can. Number two, know your strengths and weaknesses. Playing to your strengths rekindles your passions and renews your energy. Number three, prioritize your responsibilities. Once you know the why of your life, it becomes much easier to figure out the what and the when. Number four, learn to say no. You can't accomplish much without focus. If you try to do every good thing that comes your way, well, you're not going to excel at what you were made to do. Number five, commit yourself to long-term achievement. Most victories in life are achieved through small, incremental wins sustained over time. You know, it's true. If we don't know our purpose, and we don't know kind of why we're doing what we're doing, we don't know the reasons of what we're doing, then what are we doing? You know, our purpose is to know our why. Why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we saying what we're saying? Purpose is one of these things that a lot of people kind of ignore. They want to run away from purpose. They want to run away from, I guess, that responsibility. They want to have fun. And, you know, you can have fun. And that's the thing. You can have fun. And I think if you know your purpose, you know where you're headed, you have that clear vision of for your life, you know where you want to end up. And we're going to get into this a little bit more in today's main topic. But if you want to know where you're going, you have to know the why. You have to have that vision and the foresight. You have to know your strengths and your weaknesses, because quite frankly, if you don't know your weaknesses, how can you improve yourself? And if you don't know your strengths, how can you draw on their power to help you move through life? You can't. You know, and then we have to prioritize our responsibilities and know kind of what we're doing. You know, it's the what to the why. You know, so if our purpose is the why, our priorities is the what. You know, prioritize our responsibilities. You know, what is it that we're trying to accomplish? And then, of course, say no. Don't always be the yes man. And, you know, for me, I'm terrible at this. I am a yes man. And I just have a hard time saying no. And I found that when I say no, it's like, oh, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought it was. In fact, there was I'm the members director for the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild, and last month I had to say no to attending our monthly meeting. Now, as the member director, you think, well, geez, you know, that's kind of irresponsible of you, isn't it? Well, no, it really wasn't irresponsible of me. I had to say no because I had to spend time with my family. My family comes first. And if I don't take the time to invest into my family, well, quite frankly, my family's going to suffer because of it. So I had to say no. And so learn to say no and commit to your long-term responsibilities. And it doesn't mean that you have to be so nose to the grindstone all the time, but it just means be aware of your long-term responsibilities and understand what you have to do to make things come to pass. Because when we learn to do that, I tell you, we're going to find our lives moving so much better. This is the JB Sism Show. often asked what tools I use in my daily life. After years of letting life get crazy, I knew I had to make a shift in my daily productivity. This is why I wrote my new ebook, Inside My Tackle Box, 23 Apps to Make Your Life and Business Soar. I want to give you some of the same tools that I use every day. And you'll find that some are completely free, while others for a minimal price. However, I guarantee that this sampling of daily tools will help you stay motivated with clarity, so you can find your voice and succeed at life. Now, you can't buy this ebook, but you can get it completely for free by subscribing to my free e-newsletter. This newsletter will let you know when I post new content to my blog. To get your copy of my new ebook, head to jbsism.com and enter your information at the top of the page. So, go ahead, get your copy of Inside My Toolbox, available only at jbsism.com. All right, my friends, well, welcome back. And, if you have not subscribed to my e-newsletter, I encourage you to do that. Head over to jbsism.com and at the top section of the page, you can just enter in your email and name there, and you will get that ebook. I designed it just for anybody who is wanting to take everything in their life to the next level. It gives you all kinds of wonderful productivity apps. It gives you all kinds of blogging apps, and you will find your life much, much more productive. Well, today, I want to talk about how to leave a lasting legacy or lasting godly legacy. I want to walk you through 5 proven steps to stop drifting and gain control of your life. So, I'm just going to jump right in here, and if you have a pen and paper, I encourage you to take notes as you please. Also, just know you can find the full show notes of today's episode over at jbsism.com/046. So jbsism.com/046. And, you know, I find it actually kind of fun. We are nearing the half century mark. We have been at this podcasting game for a good year, almost a good year. I think I started in April of last year. I'm not 100% sure if that's right. I think it was April. I'm actually just going to look that up. Okay. I just looked that up here. And crazy. It has been almost exactly 1 year since we started this adventure of podcasting. And so it was February 20th. So we're past the 1 year mark. Oh my goodness. February 20th, I started this podcast right at my kitchen table with my laptop computer and the microphone on the computer. Ooh, that was rough. And we have come a long way. I love this show. We've done a lot of changes, and last couple of weeks I've been kind of changing things up, mixing it around, and hope you like some of the new changes that I'm making. And if you don't, well, I am sorry, but I may go back to the old way of doing things. I may just keep changing things, and you just never know what to expect each show you come by. So, that being said, let's jump right into our main topic here. Number one, our topic is 5 proven steps to stop drifting and gain control of your life. And, I know I was going to jump into number one here, but I'm going to back up just a little bit. I have in my hand here, and I'm really excited about it, Michael Hyatt and Daniel Harkavy's new book, Living Forward, A Proven Plan to Stop Drifting and Get the Life You Want. So, I kind of borrowed some of the words for the title of today's topic, but I actually just got done attending this evening Michael Hyatt's book launch party. Now, I wasn't there in Nashville. I really wanted to be there in Nashville, but there was no way for me to get there, and it just would have been a poor use of my money to go to Nashville just to go to a book launch party. But I had the privilege of attending it live on the internet, and I gotta tell you, it was absolutely powerful. And if you want a book that will absolutely change your life, this book will do that. Living Forward, a proven plan to stop drifting and get the life you want. This book, Living Forward, will change your life. And I've started listening to, I've not read the book yet because it just arrived in the mail today. So it's still fresh, hot off the presses. I can smell the fresh ink. It's great. But I started listening to the audio audiobook of this, and I got to tell you, I love it. And Michael Hyatt and Daniel spoke today at the book launch party, and they were saying we have to leave a lasting legacy behind us. Because if we don't, why are we living? Why are we doing what we're doing if we're not doing it to leave a legacy behind us? And so it's been powerful, absolutely powerful. And so that's what today's topic is kind of based out of, kind of tonight's the book launch, as well as what I've been learning from Michael Hyatt's new book, Living Forward. So number one, get clear on your priorities. Get clear on your priorities. You know, it's amazing when you look at most people's office. You don't want to look at my office. It's not a pretty sight. You have a list mile high. You got all of this stuff you got to focus on. You got, you know, your boss pulling on you here. You got family responsibilities over here. You want to make sure that you're taking care of your kids. You want to make sure you're taking care of your spouse. And then, of course, your dog needs attention. And oh, shoot, you know, I said I was going to donate my time to the 4-H club. Or I'm going to donate my time to this club. Or my buddies need to hang out and go fishing. And you know, we have all this stuff pulling at us. But the thing is, we have to get clear on our priorities. And if we don't focus on what matters most in our lives, we will find ourselves lost, wondering how it even happened. So we have to get clear. We must get clear on our priorities, because we'll fail if we don't. And I think this is why the most important relationship we have to get clear on is our vertical relationship. The vertical relationship, that has to get set. And it's the most single important aspect of leaving a godly legacy for other people to follow. Why? God must come first. God must be central in our lives, every area of our life. Because if we don't get the vertical right, the horizontal will never work. So take care of yourself and get your relationship with God right. But then take care of yourself. You won't be able to take care of anybody else. And it sounds snarky. It sounds selfish to say, well, I got to take care of myself, because if I don't take care of myself, well, everything else is going to fall apart if I take care of myself. Actually, the reverse is absolutely true. If you take care of yourself first, everything else will fall into line. Everything else. We have to take time to care for our body, our soul, and our spirit. And because otherwise, if we don't, we're just going to become tired and we're going to become worn out. So how do we take care of ourselves? Well, one, we have to read daily. You know, read the Word of God. Get into a good book. You know, the book I'm basing today's episode off of, Living Forward. Get into a book like that. Get into another teaching book that you want. But take care of yourself. Take care of your mind. Exercise. And, oh, I'm really bad at this one. But exercise. You know, I know when I exercise, I feel so much better about myself. I feel more alive. I feel healthier. I'm really bad at that. And I'm just going to be very transparent. But really, if we want to take care of ourselves, we have to be healthy. We have to eat healthy. And you can have good homemade gourmet foods at home that are healthy. And, you know, McDonald's necessarily isn't healthy. And, you know, when you are trying to take care of yourself, if you are clogging your arteries, probably not a good idea. And so I know that's one aspect we can all do better on is exercise, eating healthy. And then, but, you know, fourthly is pray. You know, I mentioned reading the Bible daily, but also pray daily. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. In other words, always keep God in our prayer life at the forefront of our minds. Because when we focus our relationship on with God, and like I said, you know, it's all kind of intertwined together. So get clear on your relationship with God. Get clear on the most important relationship. And then take care of the second most important relationship in your life, and that's yourself. And so read daily, exercise, eat healthy, pray, and then make sure you get adequate amounts of sleep. Because at the end of the day, we can't forget to invest into our family. Because our wife and our children are so precious. They need our love. They need our desire, our affection, and our attention. We have to pay attention to their needs. And you'll find that you'll have a happier and much healthier life. So get the vertical relationship right. Take care of yourself. That way you can invest into your family. Because they're the most important people that you have in your life. Number two is create balance in your life. If you're like me, you know, you're driven to succeed. You want your life to be great. You want your life to be awesome. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But if we really want to be intentional, in our life, we have to find balance in our life. And in fact, you know, that's what life really is. It's all about balance. I kind of liken it to a circus. You know, we teeter on the edge of falling off a cliff, but we feel like we have to keep all of the plates spinning around at once. But maybe, we need to learn to set one or more of those plates down and focus on that edge. You know, don't worry about everything that you have to get done. Focus on the most important tasks. And get that done. And then you can focus on the small and the insignificant tasks, the things that really don't matter. You know, but create balance. Because we need that kind of balance in our family and in our ministries, in our life, in our businesses. And when we do that, you're going to thank yourself for it, and your family is going to thank yourself for it. Number three, understand your reality. You know, I think we like to think we're living in reality, but, you know, when the time comes and we face the music and we realize, well, maybe I'm living in fantasy land. You know, but face it, we're all fallible. You know, we're going to have our successes, and then we're going to have our failures. It's part of life, and, you know, that's okay. You know, don't get caught up in just all of the future planning and the fantasy planning of your life that you forget completely about the here and now. We have to remain focused on the here and now, and so understand your reality. Understand what's at stake right now with what you're doing. And that's why I say you got to know your priorities and you got to know your balance in life. Because if we don't understand our reality, we're just going to keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. Number four is envision your future. Envision your future. So now we have our priorities set. We have balance in our life, so we know where we're starting from. Now, it's time to think forward. So I was saying about this book by Michael Hyatt and Daniel Harkavy, Living Forward. And this book really walks us through what it takes to create a life plan. Understand where we want to be, where we want to go. And they answer the question, how do I get clear on my priorities? How do I get clear on where I want to go? And how do I get clear on what God has set for my life? See, we have to think about where we're headed. Because if we don't take the time to think about where we're going, think about where we're headed, we're never going to arrive there. You know, there's that old adage, if you aim at nothing, guess what? Oh, you're never going to hit it. Well, let me actually rephrase that. If you aim at nothing, you're going to hit it every time. In other words, you're going to hit nothing. You're going to just, it's like, I remember when I was a kid, I used to shoot a bow and arrow up into the air, and you know, eventually those arrows will come back down. So if I'm aiming at nothing, the arrow is eventually going to come back down and it's going to bonk me on the head. So envision your future. Know where you're going. Know where your aim is set to. And you'll hit that every time. And that's powerful. Number 5, stop living with past regrets. Stop living with past regrets. I think one of the biggest things that trip most of us out and trip us up is our past regrets. You know, those, man, I wish I would have, .. I wish I would have, fill in the blank. You know, have you had that thought? Man, that thought's going to hang you out to dry. And that thought is a nasty thought. It's going to stall you in your tracks and you're not going to be able to move on. But I'm going to tell you, it's okay to move forward. It's okay to move on. And it's okay to say this. It's okay to say, I did my best, and now I press forward to something new. But don't let past mistakes or regrets keep you from living forward. You know, we are called to leave a godly legacy behind us when we die. And if we want to do that, I encourage you to purchase his book because it will take your life to the next level. You know, do yourself a favor. And ask yourself this question, where do I see myself 5 years from now? And how do I want to be remembered when I die? Well, my friends, this has been episode number 46 of the JB Sism Show. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that this has been a huge blessing to you. And if you could do me a favor, head over to iTunes and rate this show. Let's let as many people know about this show as we can. And then if you would like to become a co-producer here at jbsism.com, head over to jbsism.com/support and donate $1 an episode. I'd greatly appreciate it. Well, God bless. My name is Jason Sism, and I will see you, my friends, right here at jbsism.com next week. God bless.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.